Dear Sangha, today is Sunday, the 27th of November, 2011. We are at the Meditation Hall, Assembly of Star in Low Hamlet. In our winter retreat, 2011-2012, in the morning, when we enter into our meditation hall, there is at least a few who already sit there. That is why you have to enter into the meditation hall and walk gently, mindfully, and not make noise. In Upper Hamlet, every morning, those who sit next to me, he came. I didn't recognize his presence, and he said, I didn't even recognize he's sitting so quiet. They walk softly, relaxingly, and they make no noise at all. They follow their breath. We enter into our meditation hall. Just you step into the meditation hall, you already practice. You don't wait until you sit down and you practice. We have a gatha when we enter into meditation hall. You are already in the meditation hall. You don't wait until you arrive to the seat and you sit and then you practice. You practice right away when you step into the meditation hall. So when you enter, you already enter into the world of quietness, of peace, of practicing peace. So every step must be very mindful, very gentle, very relaxed. And don't wait until you arrive to the seat in order to practice. Every step followed by your breathing. And when your mind pay attention to your breathing, you already stop on the other thinking. And so your mind go together with your step, and then your mind is not carried away by many other thoughts. When you sit down, you adjust your sitting position in a way that is very beautiful, very relaxing, very peaceful. You are aware of your body, aware of the position of your body, aware of the way that is give peace to your body, to be relaxing to your body. And you pay attention to your in-breath and out-breath. And so while you sit like that, you pay attention to your sitting position. And you pay attention, you are mindful to what you feel in your feelings. And then you know that sitting is in order to bring you more peace. And bring peace to your body, bringing peace to your body. If you have some feeling of uneasy feeling on your body or in your mind, just follow your in-breath and out-breath and calm your feeling, the physical feeling or the mind, the feeling in your mind, mental feeling. So every breath, every step can bring you relax, peace. Every breath can bring you more relax and peace to your body and to your feelings. Yeah. the word used in the breathing sutra is very, very old words. Let's say very old word. Our body we call tang han. Tang is a bodily formation, body formation. Han is Han is a formation. It means things happen when many conditions come together. They call a formation. That is a special word from a Sanskrit term, samskara. Samskara, formation. It means things which has many, many conditions to come together. So, formation isn't like the flower is a formation. It's a coming together with many elements like sunshine, rain, other things. The earth and so on. Space, heat, and so on. So the flower is a formation of many conditions like heat, water, earth, etc. So that is a formation, but physical formation. And sometimes you can translate by composite thing. Thing making with many composite things. A composite thing. Think. A flower is a composite thing, a formation. Your body is also formation. Because your body is coming together with many elements like your parents, your culture, your everything in your environment is make this body grow up. So it's a composite thing. Your body is composite thing. It's a formation. It's a specific term. And in the sutra, in Buddhist texts of breathing sutra, Anapanasati Sutta, Angtantungan, it means calming our bodily formation, your body formation. Anten, calming your body formation. So the breathing have the function to help your body formation to be calm. So your breathing help your body to be calm. In your body, there is some tension here, some tension there. And so your breathing, if you do it correctly, you can calm that tension here, that tension there, and make that hurt. And so you can calm these things. Breathing in, I can calm my body. I bring peace to my body. Yesterday I wrote calligraphy, breathe and bring peace to your body. So you enter into meditation hall, you walk in the way, you breathe in the way that is bring peace, bring calm to your body. And your mind is also a formation. It's a coming of many conditions, like a perception or a feeling or an emotion, Gamsuf emotion, is make your mental formation, because it's a formation of your mind, is called mental formation. So I calm my mind, I calm my feeling, I calm my emotion. And you are a practitioner. You are a practitioner, you must have the ability to calm your body, to calm your feeling, to calm your any mental formation, any formation of your mind. Could be anger, fear, irritation, etc. So we have to bring peace to your feeling. Breathe, bring peace to your feeling. And so your feeling can make you lose your peace. Sometimes your feeling is so agitated, it can make you losing your peace. So breathe in order to calm your feeling. When you do sitting meditation, when you practice sitting meditation, or when you walk in meditation, is to do that. You can do other things, but you have to do that first. When your body is calming, your feeling is calming, and then you have more clarity in your mind. And then you can do it correctly. So you have peace, you have tranquility, you always have clarity. And so when you have clarity, instead of being irritated, you have more compassion. And if you have no compassion, you cannot be happy. You have compassion to your irritate body. You have compassion to the person who makes you irritate. So breathing helps you to have more peace. Breathing to give you more clarity. And breathing can give you more compassion. So the floor in this meditation hall is made of wood. But in Upper Hamlet, the floor of the meditation is made with bamboo. And if you walk mindfully, you can be in touch with that wood, or you can be in touch with that bamboo. And when you are in touch with them, they are in touch with you. This wood, this countless of wood. Why this wood come here? In order to be in touch with you, in order for you to make a peaceful step on them. That is some good condition coming together. It's the same for the bamboo. In Asia, there's so many bamboo. But why this bamboo come here in this Upper Hamlet for you to walk? But they all come from the Mother Earth. And so you are walking on the wood, or you are walking on the bamboo, you are also walking on the Mother Earth. So you enter into meditation hall, you enter into the world of peace. But before coming to the meditation hall, you have to start to enter into the world of peace. When you hear the bell sounding and forming it's time for sitting meditation, right away to go back to your in-breath and out-breath and enter into the world of peace. It's time for me to go to the meditation hall to practice, to bring peace to my body, to bring clarity to my mind, to bring compassion, so on. So right away, when you hear the sound of the bell, you enter into the world of practicing already. So when I start my training as a novice, when I wear my dress is already, I bring my mind to the present moment, wear my dress, and I vow that I will equip with everything good for myself and for everyone to also. So when you wear a pen, you also have a gata. So in the our present moment, wonderful moment book, there is no such a gata, but the gata is when you wear the pen, you equip yourself with correctness and know how to hide what is bad, what is negative, in order to, those who still feel shy because of their weakness is better than those who are cool about their weaknesses and they don't know how to be shameful at all. And so if you are equipped with knowing how to be shameful, how to be so tam, it means you feel shameful for yourself, and kwi, and you feel bad for others. So sometimes shameful, you say that you have been a monastic for more than 10 years and you are still so irritated like that, you are still agitated and so on. So that is shameful to yourself. But kwi, it means you are shameful, but you compare with others. Yeah, why? They practice only 1 year and they have happiness, and I practice for more than 10 years, I am still have no happiness. That kind of kwi. Kwi is the second part of shame. So they, when you wear a dress, there is one gata. When you wear a pen, there is a gata. So when I wear the pen, I vow that everyone have equipped with all the good things, good habits, and know how to be shameful and to be kui, even shameful when comparing with others. So when you get out of your room in order to go in the meditation hall, you feel the air so fresh outside, and then you enjoy the fresh air, and every step from your room to the meditation hall, every step is the practice. Every step is for practicing. Every step. And when you do like that, they feel correct, they feel inspired, and they correct their behavior. So living together with the Sangha have that advantage, because sometimes you forget. Even you are the practitioner long time than your young sister or brother in the Dharma. But you see the young brother in the Dharma walk mindfully, it reminds you to be mindful again, go back to your peace, your joy. Every step, you are stepping on the Mother Earth. You enjoy the step, the freedom, the awareness, every breath, if you are conscious of your breath, and then you feel so happy. There are those who have asthma, they cannot breathe in easily. And those who are struggling with life and death, they cannot breathe in, but you breathe fully your lungs. So wonderful. Enjoy your in-breath and out-breath. Those who practice well, you do not lose any moment of your life. Hearing the bell, have a chance to stop, to look deeper, to bring peace to your body. This time for sitting meditation, I'm standing up, I'm wearing some dress, I go out, I enjoy the fresh air. And so every step is peace. Every step is joy. Every peace is compassion. every step is joy, every step is compassion. A bodhisattva, an enlightened being, is a bodhisattva, is this come from the word body and sattva. Body is mean body and sattva. And body is Vietnamese, it's body. Sattva, tak doha is mean, just try to pronounce same. Body, sattva, body, tak doha. Sattva is a being. Sattva is a being, a sentient. So body is enlightened. Body being. Bodhisattva is an enlightened being. Sentient being, alive being. Yak Houghton, a bodhisattva, one enlightened being. A bodhisattva is a being who has happiness, who have enlightenment, who have mindfulness, who has understanding, who has compassion. So any beings, any sentient being who has awakening, who have peace, who has understanding, who has love, that is an enlightened being, is a bodhisattva. A bodhisattva is not only a human. There is many previous life of the Buddha. Bodhisattva could be a deer, could be a monkey, it could be a mango tree, it could be a rock. This could be a bodhisattva, a rock could be a bodhisattva, a deer, a monkey could be a bodhisattva. The tree have happiness, have green, have freshness, have cover, have offer to life, so wonderful green leaf, and can be the refuge for so many birds. So in the tree, you can see that tree is real bodhisattva. So bodhisattva is not only a human. So a bodhisattva is not something very far away on the cloud. Bodhisattva is around you. A young person, younger than you, have understanding, have love, have freshness, have giving a lot to the Sangha. She is a bodhisattva. A pine tree in the garden can give a lot of freshness, beauty, and there's also a bodhisattva tree. And so our planet is a bodhisattva. It's a true bodhisattva. It's a great bodhisattva, our earth. The earth has so many qualities. First, the solidity, the stability, the and the earth is very endurant. No discrimination. Oh, you pour perfume, or you pour urine and dirty thing. The earth have no discrimination. They absorb the same, and they offer, the transform, they offer into wonderful manifestation on earth. And so the earth offers so many gifts to us. Give us water, give us vegetable, give us everything. So when you walk on earth, you are in touch with the Bodhisattva earth. And we used to call the earth a kind of matter, a kind of material, but not spiritual. It's not correct. It's not correct. The earth is not only material, not only matters, but the earth is really very spiritual, because they give birth to many bodhisattva, many Buddhas. And your own father, blood father, your own blood mother are also children of the earth. And your grandparents, your ancestors are also children of the earth. And the earth have given birth to you. And then, and when you walk on earth, you are in touch with that wonderful mother earth. That mother is very beautiful, because in that solar system, yeah, the earth is the best planet, the best star of that solar system. So this planet Earth, we call the earth Thanh Lương is a clean, pure, green. So walking on that earth is so happy. But there are people who are not very wise. They hate this earth and they want to be born in the world of Amitabha Buddha, far away. So it's not very wise. Amitabha Buddha world could be here and now, and there's so many wonderful things. I mean, we must declare that we are in love with the earth. And we want to express our love to the earth. And if we want to express our love to the earth, we cannot walk unmindfully and casually. You have to walk with gratitude to the earth. And you can be happy right away, and then that is a kind of easy, fresh happiness that you can enjoy when you walk mindfully on earth. So you have to train ourselves to look at the earth. Don't call the earth is a materialistic thing, but it should call our earth like a spiritual thing too. Some biologists also recognize the earth is a very beautiful one. Being. And the earth is like a cell of the solar system, of the universal system. And it's a beautiful cell of the universal system, body, universe body. And the earth is made with many elements in the universe. And in that body of the earth is made with many things. The flower is a formation, and the universe is a universe, is a flower. The earth is also a flower. And if you look deep into the earth, you can see the whole cosmos in the earth. And you look deeply in you, you can see the whole earth in you. Your earth, your mom is the person who gave birth to you, but your mom is also a child of that earth. Those of you in the past from Christianity background, you remember that in the Old Testament they have also such a declaration. Jesus said, I am in my Father, and my Father is in me. I am in you, and you are in me. He addressed to God. That is the teaching of interbeing too. In the earth, there is the whole cosmos. And in every body of you have the whole earth. In every formation in you, there is many elements of the earth. So there is a deep interconnection. This one to other one and to all, everything. In Washington, D.C., retreat for Vietnamese, there is she asked, when I evoke the name Amitabha Buddha, when I die, I know that I will go to Amitabha Buddha world. But in Plum Village, you only follow your breath inside, in and out. And when you pass away, where do you go? Where do you go when you only pay attention to your in-breath and out-breath, and where you go? Because we evoke the name of the name Amitabha Buddha, we go to Amitabha Buddha world. If the earth gives birth to you, and then you go back to the earth, and you manifest again in a beautiful other manifestation of the earth. So it doesn't mean that you deny the Pure Land tradition of Amitabha. But I only correct people that when they think that Amitabha Buddha world is elsewhere in the cosmos, no. I invite them to see that Amitabha Buddha world is here and now in the wonderful planet Earth. It's also the wonderful Earth of Amitabha Buddha. And Sakyamuni Buddha is also said that the Earth is my land. You are the student of Sakyamuni Buddha. You will not find another Earth, another star to be your mother. You come from here. The Buddha Shakyamuni decided to be born here, and you also are born here. So you have to recognize that here, the planet Earth is our mother, is our world. When we enter into the meditation hall, if we can walk like that, mindfully feel that you are touching your Mother Earth. And every step, you have peace, you have clarity. Sometime in the evening, after half hour of sitting, we have slow walking meditation. You breathe in, you make one step. Breathe out, you make one step. For what? For really deeply be in touch with the Mother Earth. And then if you have that practice in mind, every step is nourishing you, every step is healing you. So don't do it for the appearance. Do it with the deep contents of that. Don't walk as an actor, one performer, but you have to live deeply every step. And you must feel peace right away, calm right away, clarity right away, more compassion right away. And then it's not difficult. You see that the Mother Earth is really your mother, because the Earth is the mother of many of your ancestors, blood ancestors. So they are also the mother of everyone. When you recite the precept, you also try to make it very quiet. Don't open the page and then make noise when people recite the precept. When everybody need to turn the page, everybody turn in the same time. Don't make any noise while people are reciting the precept. People need to have deep concentration. And when you sit together and then you try to open that page and you change and you make noise, it's not very helpful for the concentration in recitation of the precept. Normally, every Dharma teacher in every hamlet have to teach that already. When you have a friend, you have to guide her, guide him to do like that. So that friend, even she stay only for 7 days, she or he must receive that instruction in order to really enjoy his 7 days in Plum Village. Now we study more about the teaching of Asanga. Yoga is yoga. Yoga is a universal word is on many schools in India. The practitioner is a yogi. Yoga means coming together correctly, appropriately, coming together appropriately, tương ứng. It's come appropriately to each other. In China and in Vietnam also, we understand yoga. Yoga is like kind of tantrism, because sometimes they have yoga. Huang Yi is been on the practice. So when you hear the word yoga, you think that is tantrism. No, yoga is not like that. Yoga in Vietnamese or yoga and on this tantrism have so many mantras. the mantra to this, to open the door of the hell, or the mantra to open the door of the something. But in this practice of mindfulness, you can open the door of hell different way. If you have mindfulness, you look deep and you understand, and then the door of hell will be open and will vanish and will reveal the world of understanding, clarity, compassion, and the hell disappear. You don't need to recite a mantra. So those who is the guider of a kind of big ceremony for opening the hell, the body, the mind, and the words must be very concentrated. So your mouth should open to recite a mantra, and your body should make a mudra. It means a kind of position in a deep concentration meaning. And then your mind must also concentrate on that mantra, that act of your body, your mind, your act of your body, and your mouth utter the same sentence. That's called mantra. And then they are appropriate. This means they go together. So you have to do the same. If you walk, your body, your mind, your feet must be concentrated like that, must be in appropriate way. So when you recite the sutra, you also have to practice tương ứng appropriate. It means body, mind, and words must go together in appropriate way. And so everywhere, body, mind, and words must go together. So sometimes in walking meditation, people see you are walking, but your mind is not with your walking. And so it's not appropriate. Your mind is not appropriate with your walking. Samyukta means appropriate, I think. So there is 17 bhumis, 17 land. So I don't know if I could translate correctly the word bhumi by land, but there is 17 or abode. Inside or outside, all are empties, and the person who are looking deeply like that, that person is also empty. This person is also have an empty self. It means not separate self. That self is made with many other things. Both within us, outside of us, everything is empty of a self, and the person who practice meditation or emptiness is herself empty. That word kong is sunyata, empty. Empty is sunyata. It means there is no core thing. Like you look like an onion. There is no core thing. You take out one petal and another petal, another petal, and finally there is nothing inside. This is the same for the banana trunk. It's also, you have the impression that it's a solid trunk, but you take one piece after piece, there's nothing inside. It's the same for onion. And so a person is like that, a person like an onion. There is five skandhas, five layer. And so body, feeling, perception, mental formation, store consciousness. But if you take them out, there's nothing. But you think that inside there is a boss. No, there is no boss. They come together and they manifest like you. Other kind of aggregate come together and manifest like your sister, like your mother, your father. So they come together. They have all, but they don't have the boss. They don't have a self, a separate self. That self is made with many other elements. Like you look at the computer. A computer can store so many things. You can ask anything and the computer can answer right away. They can remind you to do that then. You should let your computer know everything. But in the computer there is no boss. Yeah. There is software, there is hard disk, they have many things. No separate self. We too. We have body, we have feeling, we have perception, we have mental formation, we have thought consciousness, we have everything. But there is no separate self. There is imagination, there is sadness, there is anger, there is worries, fear, but no separate self, no boss. No boss, it doesn't mean that there's nothing. It's not mean nothingness, no. Because we have practiced, Buddha is breathing, Buddha is sitting, Buddha is looking deeply, but the breathing is so profound that you feel that is the breathing of a Buddha. So a Buddha can be recognized via breathing, via walking, or via sitting. If sometimes you walk so beautifully like that, you breathe so beautiful like that, so deep like that, that is Buddha who is breathing. So there is no sitting, no breathing, but there is breathing. The quality of the breathing and the quality of the sitting. So that is the Buddha or not the Buddha, it depends on the quality of the breathing. If there is peace, there is happiness, peace when you breathe, and lack when you sit. So inside of or outside, there is only conditions. There are only formation. They are formation. But there is no a separate self, no a boss. It's a little bit difficult to our ordinary way of seeing. But you need to look deeper. these two kind of reality, when you see in a superficial way, conventional way, and so you have the above, below, inside, outside. But now we are trying to go to the ultimate dimension of reality. So you have to have the courage to release the conventional things. Conventional, we said that the rain is falling, because without falling is not rain. So there is a verb outside in order to make the rain fall. The rain is falling already. Now the wind is blowing. If there is no blowing, we cannot call wind. So blowing is wind. Without the blowing, there is no wind. So there is no boss behind the word blowing. So there is no relative . So there are classical signs, we call a Newton classical signs and quantum signs. And you go to the relativity of Einstein and the science of relative of Einstein and of quantum science, and then you have to have the courage to release on the classical science. So in the classical science, everything have their own position. That position stay in time and in space. When you enter into the relativity of Einstein or into the quantum science, it's not the same. It's not like that. In the quantum science, things could exist here but could exist in the same time far away. Non-local. So we need to have the courage to release your knowledge about your classical sign in order to see the non-local. At the beginning it looked like illogic, but you have to train to see it. And people can demonstrate that. He passed away 2,600 years, but he's still here in each of us. So and sometimes matters can manifest like a particle, and sometimes it manifests like a wave. Then when you see a wave and a particle, how you can accept that there is one? And so if you say that a photon is a particle or a wave, you cannot. Like when you look deeply, you see that you are your, you see you and the Father. Father could be only Father, you are, could be you, because you are, you feel that you are so different from your Father. It's impossible that you are your Father and your Father is you. No. But Father is only Father, Son is only Son, because that is the conventional truth. But if you look deep into the reality, you see that if I remove many things of your Father, you are no longer there. So the Father and the Son are one. we have to release the conventional way. No, I am so different from my father. No. But many weakness of your father is in you, many strength of your father is in you, in a deviating way, because of impermanence, because of many input, new input and output. So, a son, a daughter, in the principle of identity principle, his father could be father, mother is could be only mother. You have nothing to do with you. You are so different from your father and your mother. That is conventional truth. So when you see flower, that flower could be only flower. Flower could not be different, something else. But if you look deep into a flower, you see so many things like sunshine. You can see the earth. You can see gardener. You can see rain. You can see so many things. And if we remove all these conditions, it's no longer a flower. So flower is not a flower. So according to that conventional logic, A could be only A. A could never be B. But you look deep into the flower, you see that the flower have many other elements who are not flower, and because they have so many elements without flower, so that is why they have a flower. So a bodhisattva is not a bodhisattva, that's why they are real bodhisattva. So when you look at the flower, you cannot see all the elements which make the flower. You think that the flower is something unique, manifesting for you. And so when we call flower, is we have to call a conventional designation. Designation is giving a name, but conventional, it means you provisory, temporary give such a name called conventional designation. Conventional designation is a flower. Convention is what? For instance, you say 1 month. We agree that we put all together 30 days, we call a month. The word month, that is a conventional, we agree together. Like a hour have 60 minutes, it's also conventional designation. And in every minute have 60 seconds, and then you call is also a minute, a conventional designation. A second is a conventional designation, and a second can divide into small spot of time. All these things are conventional designation. For instance, you said that Monday is a lazy day. We agree. People don't agree that Monday is a lazy day because I still go to work. We call them a flower. And the flower may disagree. You call her flower. She can say, no, I am the whole universe. And I disagree, but because we agree on together conventional designation for a group of people and for a group of So they have so many elements coming together in order to for something manifest, and we call flower. But flower have a separate self. So we can never to be, we have to enter be. So empty is empty of a separate identity. Flower is the same, but your body is the same. If we take all the water from your body, all the air from your body, and then you will collapse into a small. And so what you call yourself, even the self of Buddha, they also come from many other things. So it's kind of conventional designation anyway. Emptiness is means empty of a separate self. No a boss, no separate things. The flower have no separate self, separate identification. The flower is the coming of many other elements. So it's the same for your body. So inside or outside, all are like that, all are like that. And the person who is looking, who have seen that, that person is not an object, is not a subject. There is feeling, there is looking deeply, but there is no a subject. There is thinking, so the subject and object manifest in the same time. For instance, there is a sheet of paper, can distinguish one side and other side of the sheet of paper is a little bit different. Recto, verso, two sides of the sheet of paper. The recto side . Could a recto side exist without the verso side? No. Can you have only a recto side and without the verso side for that sheet of paper? The recto or the verso can exist by itself alone. So on condition coming together and it's make a formation. In that formation there is no boss inside, a self separate inside. Because they're coming together and they have that manifestation. This marker, you also see the right and the left of the marker. You think that the left can exist by itself? No, it cannot. And if you take the right side, and so you have the left side, both manifest in the same time. Usually we say that we must have the father before to have a son. It's not really correct. Before that person to become a father, the son doesn't exist. And that man is not a father yet because he has no son. Nobody can call him father until he has the son. And when the son is born, and he's called father. But before the son is born, he is somebody else, Mr. X or Mr. S, but he's not a father. So the father and the son are born in same time. Father and daughter are born in same time. Left and right, born in the same time. You release the relativity, the relative, the conventional one, and you can see the ultimate truth, but the ultimate truth have no word. The left, the right need to rely on the left in order to exist. But so no father, no son, it doesn't mean that it's no that man called Mr. X. And when they are born in the same time. When he has a daughter, he is already a father. When you have a connection, when you start to recognize, to have a connection, and then when you start to recognize, to discriminate, and you see that there is some subject and some object. So the subject is the one who look at the observation. So it's when the subject is the object. Like eating. So not say eat, because when you start to eat, you are the subject and you are eating corn. So corn is the object and you are the eater of corn. But before the act of corn and chewing corn, you are not the eater because you are Mrs. X or Z, but you are not the eater. And when you start to eat, and so the corn is the object, and you are the subject. And so then you start to recognize, you have perceive, and then there is the perceiver, and the other one is the perceived object. When you eat, you have this object, which is corn, and you are the eater of corn. And so the eater of corn and corn exist in the same time. No object, no eating corn. So like left and right, recto for verso, they lean on each other in order to manifest in the same time. When you have a feeling, when you have the perception, is the same. You are the perceiver and the perceived object are born in the same time. And that feeling disappears right away and to give place to another feeling. And don't feel that there is a subject which always there, permanently exist. To they appear and they disappear and they give birth to another perceiver and another perceived thing, so on. Coexisting in the same time. Co who? Go, it means together, whole existence. and go with sabbath. Don't think that you have a subject of self who go and search for, recognize that, or recognize he's a tree, he's a banana, he's, no. You have. In the West, there is a theology who call conscious is always conscious of something. There is no separate consciousness, conscience. When you are conscious, you should be conscious of something. Like you eat, you must eat corn or banana or rice or bread, but you cannot have subject and object are born in the same time. When you start to eat bread, and so bread and you manifest in the same time. But before eating bread, it doesn't mean that you don't exist, but you exist and are not the eater. So the wisdom, so there is no observer of emptiness, and then they attain the emptiness of things. It's easier than quantum science. If you cannot understand, it's not good. Very easy. Mm. So inside or outside, there is a distinction between inside and outside. And you said that inside of your body is, and then outside there is that. That is the obstacle for deep look. The inside also have no separate self, and outside there is no separate self. Everything is emptiness. But they lean on each other to exist, to manifest. So now, the neuroscience, they have that question. Your consciousness is subject, is a kind of subjective. Your consciousness is subjective. And the world outside, they are searching for understanding that is the objective world. You have a conscious subject, and then you are observing the world. You are like somebody who have, there is a subject consciousness who can be independent from every other thing. That is the main wrong observation from the science. So if the quantum science can see that, the conventional sign do not see it yet. And subject and object cannot be separate. Wherever there is subject, there is object. Wherever there is object, there is subject. And don't believe that there is a kind of consciousness, subject, and existing outside of the world of object. That is the main wrong thinking. Object and subject cannot be separate. They manifest at the same time, right and left, up and down, east and west, so on. So your consciousness subject of consciousness by yourself is not correct. So the truth transcends the idea of subject and object. They are one. For instance, when you say the left and the right are two things different. A cannot be B. We can say that A is an enemy of A, of B. Like in France, there is the left and the right wing. And the left wing, they say that, oh, the right wing is bad. And the right wing think that the left wing are bad. So if without the left, there is no right. The truth is like that. In left wing, they wanted the right wing doesn't exist. But if the right wing die, and then the left wing have to divide into left and right too. So the left and the right are leaning on each other. They are not enemies. We like mud and lotus. And we say that mud is the enemy of lotus. It's not correct. Without the mud, you cannot have lotus. When you look at lotus, you look at the mud, you can see the lotuses. They lean to each other to manifest, and so your consciousness, what you call subject consciousness and what you call object, they are leaning to each other. That is, you must see that the wrong way of seeing things. That is a big obstacle if you divide the observer and the observed thing. If you don't understand, don't worry. You will understand. It will impregnate slowly. Because we try to compare and that they exist, the idea about a separate self and I and the object of I doesn't exist. Both the self and the element that give rise to the self are empty. The idea about ourselves, that is from the wrong, perverted mind. The self of all these beings never existed, but there is only the condition they come together. And you have the impression to have a self. Even there is not an ego inside, but there is so many petal and make an onion. And so you have the impression that really the onion exists. But in fact, there is many, many petal coming together and make an onion. And so you too, you have the impression to have a separate self. But there is a five group of body, group things, body, feeling, perception, mental formation, consciousness, is make you to have the impression that you exist by yourself separately. It's difficult, this translation, somebody translate. I don't feel that it's very correct, that translation. We think that we must translate like this self. This self is like the boss. The owner, the proprietor, that owner, that proprietor, you must be proprietor of what? You have an object, like you have, is mine, and this house is mine, this car is mine, diploma is mine, this body is mine. My children, my diploma, my account, my bank account, all are belonging to. And the bank account, the house, the property, is properties, and you are the proprietor. So proprietor is subject. And properties are object. So, self and object of self, proprietor and object of proprietor is the properties. And so, according to the deep look of Asanga, proprietor is empty and proprieties are also empty. So the actor and the object of the actor is action empty. Action is like a bodily action, like I dance. Because without an actor, how you can have a dancer? How you can have a dance? So you must have a proprietor of that dance, and you dance. So the self and the object of that. And so you have the impression that there is a dancer. The Nga is means self, is the boss, is an actor. And the Thaya is the receiver. So you are the author, is you are proprietor. You cause a number of action. You are the actor, you cause a number of action. It could be good action or bad action. And then you have a retribution. So the self can be defined into three sides. This is your body, is your mind, is yours. So those who cause on this action, and those who receive on this action, could be good action or bad action. So there is actor, there is actions, there is retribution, but there is no owner. There are action, there are actor, there are action, they are the fruit of the action, but there is no owner. For instance, in this body, in this is your body, there is no owner. There is all the cell working together. They come together and they make that, they make other thing. Like the computer, they can do like that. There's no owner in the computer. So you have the coming together of on the cell, the liver is make that function, on the cell of the heart is make that function, but there is no owner. And so all the neurons work together. No one neuron who is the head of all the neurons. They come together, they act together, they think together, and they connect to each other, and they send information to each other. They create a kind of feeling, a kind of perception, a kind of things, but there is no owner of the brain. It's a kind of togetherness, like a concert. But you don't need a master of the concert. And no master of the concert. But the coming together with all the musicians, they play together. And so all your, the cell of your body is the same. There is no cell who is the president. Every cell are equal, they coordinate, they work together, and they create that or that. There is a contribution. There is a feeling of happiness or feeling of suffering, but there is no order. There is painful feeling. There is thinking. There is thought, but there is no thinker. There is feeling, but there is no feeler. There is no action, no actor. So, that order doesn't exist. So there is action, there is fruit of the action, but there is no actor. So there is rain, but you don't need to have it rain. You don't need it. And there is blowing, but you don't need wind, because blowing is already wind. There is a concert, but there is no master of the concert. There is a brain function, but there is no the chief neuron. And so the self is a ego, and then but it gives you impression that you have an ego, you are the self separate, who are the boss. No, we don't need. And we say that the left make the right make the left. They are the existence of the left is make the existence of the right. The existence of the object, and then make the existence of subject. There is a feeling. in the feeling, there is a subject and object of feeling. But we don't need a boss outside in order to say that I am that feeling. All the phenomena have the characteristic to be shakna. It means very important. It changes a little bit. Shakna is the shortest period of time, shorter than a second, millisecond only. So all things have changing. Every shakna is the 1 millisecond. So every shakna is change. So when you see a flame like that, you think that there is an immobile flame. No, there is consecutive of letter. Every shatna, there is a flame replacing the other flame, replacing. And you look, it looks like there is only one flame, immobile. It's not correct. So when you see in the movies some action, but in fact, if you look deep, it's many image, one followed by another one, followed by another one, is make like, yes. So every shatna is mean the very short period of second, less 1 millisecond. So all phenomena are impermanent. They only exist in one shatna, replacing by another phenomena a little bit different, and then other shatna a little bit different. So like a river, you look and you think that there is one river, but instead every shatna there is new drop. So when you are on the river, you go up to the river bank, you go down, it's already different. All the drop of water is different. And then when you go up and you think that you are the very person who go up and you are the very person to go down, when you go up, you are another person, and in 5 minutes later, you are other person. And the river is also different. The river is different. You are also different. Your thinking is different already. So everyone can exist only in one shatna, but so there is no self. But there is somebody, there is somebody who go out of the river and go in the river. There are, but there is no boss. Like there is onion, but there is no boss of the onion, no core of the onion. The existence of all the formation are very short. The formation cannot last more than 2 shatna. How they can have a self, but they still have a function. We must know that both self and the element that give rise to the self are empty. They are just construction of our mind. The separate self nature if we say that is a function, that is the that manifestation. It's very profound. If the scientist is here, they can see, discover many things. And they said that the matter is force, and force is matter. Mother is energy, energy is mother. And their presence presence is their function. It's like rain. Rain have what kind of function? Rain, of course, have function. Like air. Air don't need to do anything. Air have its function. The tree presence is the function of the tree. So in quantum science, a photon, a particle is a matter, is already its function. If we say that the subject is a house, does house need to do anything? No, the house is housing. People are in, go inside. The house need to be the house only, they need a function, because the house is already that function. If you are the real big brother, you don't need to do anything. Your presence is enough. Your presence is already the presence of an elder brother. If no, if you do anything, you are not an elder brother, or you are not an elder sister. If you are a real elder sister, you don't need to do anything. Your presence is your function. If you are not an elder sister, even you do something, that is not an elder sister. The air must be a real air in order to be real air. The tree must be a real tree in order to be the tree, the presence, the function of the tree. Your presence is already your function. This is enough for today. Eh?